Thank you and good morning. Investigators with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and the State Department of Justice have identified four out-of-area people as suspects in the killing of 35-year-old Jeffrey Settler at his property off Highway 101 north of Laytonville on Friday afternoon. Deputies responded to the scene after a 911 call was placed by a man who had discovered Settler's body on the remote property, 5 miles from the freeway. Deputies discovered a commercial marijuana grow on site, and evidence shows that Settler was the victim of a violent assault. Multiple suspects have been identified as part of the investigation. They are two men from New Jersey, Zach Wooster and Fred Gestell, along with a man and woman from Illinois, Gary Fitzgerald and Amanda West. The investigation reveals that the suspects knew where the marijuana was stored, and they violently assaulted Settler as he slept, stole the marijuana, and fled the scene in at least 2 vehicles. Wooster is now wanted on a warrant for homicide, and a statewide be on the lookout has been issued for the other 3 suspects. Investigators believe they stole about 100 pounds of processed bud and remain at large. It could have been a terrible tragedy if that rally had taken place, said Fortuna Police Chief Bill Doberstein, commenting about the ongoing investigation into a suspected mass casualty event that was avoided at Fortuna High last week. Investigators with the DA's office have coordinated with Fortuna Police on the investigation that led to the arrest of 2 15-year-old boys last Thursday. Doberstein said the boys were found in possession of materials, incomplete materials, to construct a toxic chemical explosive device that would be set off during a school forum at the gym. Doberstein said that the department learned of the plan after a fellow student reported texts they had received from one of the suspects. Both boys were then contacted and taken into custody. There will be a strong law enforcement presence at the school today. And Doberstein also said in a press release that there were no other students involved and rumors of additional threats to the campus are not credible. The sheriff's office is investigating a suspected robbery at the Benbow Inn late last night. Witnesses describe a tall man dressed in all black and wearing a mask over his face walked into the lobby of the hotel, fired 2 shots, and fled with the cash drawer. Kim Kemp, who runs the Southern Humboldt blog Redheaded Black Belt, spoke with an employee who reported that the hotel and the campground across the road had been put on lockdown while a search for the suspect was conducted. The suspect remains at large. No injuries were reported. The search continues by law enforcement agencies across the county for a man who may be involved in a series of armed robbery incidents in Eureka, Fortuna, and McKinleyville. The latest incident occurred at the Winco grocery store last week when a tall, thin, white male adult armed with a firearm walked into the store and robbed it at gunpoint. A man who matches that description is also wanted in connection with armed robberies at motels in Eureka and Fortuna when a man in dark clothing and wearing a mask or bandana across his face robbed those businesses. It may be the same suspect who walked into a gas station in McKinleyville last Tuesday and robbed the place at gunpoint. The suspect in the Fortuna incident was described as a tall, thin, white male adult with blonde hair and blue eyes who covered his face. That suspect remains at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If that beautiful new moon in the night sky appears bigger and brighter, it's because the moon is closer to the Earth during this new full moon phase. That new moon phase leads to Perigean spring tides, and that means much higher than normal surf and tides along local beaches. Those very high tides will last through the week, and visitors to local beaches and jetties should use caution due to the high surf currently rolling onto shore. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the impact that the dairy industry has on the economic health of the communities along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon, a region known traditionally for its dairy cow herds and, more recently, the success of goat cheese manufacturers. The legacy of the dairy industry, both cow and goat, has included the success of local cheesemakers, and along the North Coast, that means you're talking about the Lolita Cheese Factory, Cypress Grove, and in Del Norte County, Rumiano. Residents in both California and in Oregon are able to get fresh cheese from the region, and the Rumiano Cheese Company is a key economic industry in generating sales of more than $12 million per year, as well as employing dozens of people. Combined with the 80 or so registered dairy herds, the growing goat dairy industry, and the cheese making, the dairy industry that stretches from Mendocino County to Curry County in Oregon plays a key role in the economic health of our communities.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.